Before we start the Tefillah of Avirabo, we marked him a little like Dhamma to Avirabo. First of all, why we say it? Where does it come from? In the Machlokes, in the Gemara, if we say Avirabo or Avasoilom. So the Chassidei Ashkenaz say that Shimon Kippur was miyased this bracha of Avirabo. Now the Rishayim say that the reason why we say it is after Bracha Yotzei Ma'aretz, because the Avodah and others say, because we just said about the physical earth of this world, that there's a bright light that Hashem created, and in that we're saying, says the Avodah, a bigger R, Dor of Torah, that's Meir Yotzei, it's a bigger light, and it's Meir B'Yom V'Laila, it's constant. And therefore we say it now. So says the Avodah. Now there's a machlokes in the Gemara. If we say Avirabo or Avasoilom, so the Gaon explains this to be that Shachris is man, and we make a compromise. And we say Avirabo in the morning and Avasoilom by night, Nesach Ashkenaz. Because, says the Avodah, the Kaim Idei Shneim, Svardim go like seemingly the Gerus of the Gemara says the Paskins to say Avasoilom, therefore say Avasoilom by both. Now, Lefi the Gerus of Nesach Ashkenaz, that we say Avirabo in the morning and Avasoilom by night. Why is it that way if it's a Kaim Idei Shneim, as the Avodah brings from the Gaonim? Maybe we should do it the reverse way. So the Gaon explains that in the morning we say Avirabo, because this morning is the Zman of the Geula, and night is the Zman of Golos. The difference between Avirabo and Avasoilom is Avirabo is the Ava itself. And the Achrayim say it means that it's even the Srab, it's constantly getting bigger. Mashaykin Avasoilom means it's the soul of the original love, but that Ava is not there. And therefore we say Avasoilom by night, which is the Zman of Golos, to say that the Golos is the Ava of then, is a lesser extent. Now the Ravon says that we say this before Kriya Shema, this Nusach, as well as the Birchas Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema has in it V'Havta to be Oyev Hashem, Lomu Lulamed, the Kiyam HaMitzvahs, and these are things that we find in Avirabo. And it's called Birchas Kriya Shema. Rishayim say, because the Yirgud Hashem comes through the Torah, a person can reach the great levels of Yirgud Hashem. And therefore we call this the Birchas Kriya Shema. There's a fascinating Hemek Dover that says to explain the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas, but there's a machlokes if we say Avirabo or Avasoilom. And the Gemara says, Rabban and Amri, Avasoilom. V'cheinu oimer, Mirchoik Hashem nir aliv, Avasoilom ahavtich, Alkei mashachti chesed. So the Netziv is matzmiya. What type of raya is this? Because we found the pasuk that says Avasoilom. Tirvu to raya, the Mirchas Kriyashma, we're supposed to say Avasoilom. Who says it's talking about Birchas Kriya Shema at all? Just because we found that Lashon of Avasoilom, how did our brother bring this as a raya to their shita? So the Netziv says, "Be'etzem, these psukim ha'tzrichim biur." This that it says in these psukim that Hashem told Yirmiyah, "Leich la'agia es Yisrael." Koyoma Hashem atzachim b'mibah amsri dechorav, haloich la'agia Yisrael. So what does it mean? Matzachem Midbar. Kaisa weren't in the Midbar when the Nebuchadnezzar took them into Galus. And then he brings B'Shem the Medrash in Eicha Rabasi that it says Mirchoy Hashem Nir Ali, that it's going on the Torah. So he says, what does that have to do with the Torah? So the Netziv explains that Klal Yisrael was going into Galus, and they were dying. That what's Chosam are they going to have now? Because there's no more Karbonis, there's no more Beis Hamikdash to be making on them, there's no more Karbonis to be brought for them. And then Hashem told them, not Klal Yisrael now, but Matzah Chayim HaMidbar. There was a Chayim in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael had in the Midbar before the Torah, before the Beis Hamikdash, and that was the Torah. The Torah is the Chayim HaMidbar. And with this, he's pacifying and calming down the Shvuyim, the captives of Klal Yisrael that were going into Galus, to tell them that they still have a discussion with them, that they could get the same chain of the Midbar that they could learn Torah. And then now he's telling them, in a sense, the Torah is greater and is better for them than the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash, a person only has it if he's near it. A person has to be in Yerushalayim to bring the Karbonis. To an extent, the person only has it if he's near it. The Karbonis Tzimah are for everybody, but the certain Karbonis, and Oil HaChatos, the Kaparo, a person has to be there to bring his own Karbonis. Masha'ein Kein, Torah is Mirchoy Kashem, nearly a person can learn Torah wherever he is. He doesn't have to be near the Beis HaMikdash. He can be as far as away, the opposite side of the world. Wherever a person is, he has the ability to learn Torah. And the second thing is, Ahavas Oilam Ahavtich, says the Navi. Karbonis are only Bizman Beis HaMikdash, they're only Biyayim. That you can't bring a carbon by night, the Bayah is Malavs my carbon. Torah is Bein Bizman Abai, it's Bein Bizman Golos, it's Biyayim Bubalayla, it's at all times. So the Maila of Torah is that it can be brought at all times, even when the Beis HaMikdash is not around. And that's what the Navi is telling them. That number one, the schosim of the Torah are not limited by being in a specific place. Mashiach the Beis HaMikdash is only in Yerushalayim. Secondly, the Beis HaMikdash is only b'shaita and only b'yayim. Mashiach and Torah is at all times whenever a person learns. So says in its Siv, that's what the Gemara is saying. We're bringing the bracha. This bracha is a bracha birchas haTorah. So we're saying the Maila of the Torah, Ahavas Olam. The Maila of the Torah is that it's forever. It's not only Bizman Abayis. This is what's Neger in Yoneinu. That the head of the Netziv Agada adds, the end of the Pasuk, is Meshach Tichesed. Where does that come in? So the Netziv says that the Navi is telling them that you might say that you're in Golus now. You're not going to be able to learn. You have to be Isaac and Parnasa. How are you going to have time to learn? How are you going to have the discussion of the Torah? And that says the Netziv that Hashem was telling them, that the Chetz Hashem does, that if somebody supports somebody learning, gets the schar of learning, and gets the protection and the merits of Liman HaTorah. And that's the Chesed that Hashem did for Klal Yisrael. That when they go to Golus also, they'll be able to have the schosim of the Torah. Now getting back to the beer of this tefillah, we say, Ava Rabba. Hashem has a big love. The Siach Yitzchak says the Ava Rabba is in the beginning. Ava Rabba of Tana Hashem Lekeinu. There was a great love that Hashem had for us. That was in the Meir Avos when we left Mitzrayim as well, before the Chet HaEgel. But after the Chet HaEgel, the Hashem wanted to destroy them. After that, it's Chemo L'Gedoy L'Vi Yisero. Hashem is Chemo, He had mercy on us. Allah G'day L'Vi Yisero. Says the Siach Yitzchak, Alpi the Gainer Sheh Hashirim, that Hashem gave us more through Chemlo than we had beforehand. That Hashem not only gave us the Nuluchais after the Egel, but He gave us a Mishkan. That we didn't have the pile beforehand. It's a Mechalikas Rishayim if there was even a Tzivi on it beforehand. And that's the Chemlo Gedolah V'Yisera that we got now, more than we had beforehand. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, when one makes this bracha, a person should be mechaven on himself and has children that they should be loyim, they tire of it tzaddikim. And Baal HaSmid is tayvis. And this is something that we're going to have to explain later on. This is the Mishnah Berurah brings in the Kadmainim, that a person should be mechaven has children as well, where this comes from. Now, how do we know this Abba is an Abba or Abba? It's a great, strong love. So the Ayavit says, because the Pasuk says, Mayim Rayim Bim Layuchu Lichbos is Abba. I'm referring to the love of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So you see that it's a strong and powerful love. And Shimon Schwab says that the Taitra of Abba Rabba is that it keeps on coming more. Hashem's love for Kaddish comes more. And this is based on the Mepharshim that whenever we do mitzvahs, as we'll see later on, the more we love Hashem and act with love, Kemayim upon Him, so to Hashem gives us more love. So this is a love that can come more and more. And we say this in the Berachas HaTorah, Shem Shapinkas explains, because the Avos Hashem to Klal Yisrael is nikkur through the Torah that Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael. Now, Victor Miller says the reason why we put this, another reason that bracha comes after Yotza Ma'aris is because first we have to realize Dara Gashmi, the Tavis Agashmi that Hashem gave, and only afterwards can we realize something that's a much higher and deeper level, the Tava Aruchnius that Hashem gave for us. And therefore, first we thank Hashem in the beginning of Birchas Kriyashma for the physical Hatavis that Hashem gave for us. And we build up, and afterwards we thank Hashem for the spiritual Hatavis that Hashem gave specifically to Klal Yisrael. Rav Munk says that we said before we're contrasting the Bria with the Bnei Adam that's about Bechira, that we said before Hashemayim is Abram Kavoyit Kel, but a person has Bechira and therefore they don't see this Bechosh and therefore we daven to Hashem to be Madrach Chaysana B'Derech HaYishara. That we say Chemla Gedayla, a big chemla, v'yisera, which we explained to the Gaon that we got more than we were zeichet to beforehand. And that's why we say gedolah v'yisera. The Alter Slabotka says that it's not stam a chemla, that a person's chemel on a regular person that's in an eis tzara. But the chemla that we have is a chemla that comes as a tzara from somebody that you love. A rachmanis on somebody you love is a different type of a rachmanis. And therefore we say, Ava Rabba, before we say, talk about the chemla gedolah that Hashem has for us. That Hashem did for us, the pity that Hashem, mercy that Hashem had in us. The Yitzhak says a different shahwa, it's called chemla gedolah, based on the Chavos Avavos. The Chavos Avavos explains that most people, all people, in all scenarios, the chemla that they have is not 100% pure pity. Because sometimes the person does it for himself. If the person is his relative, so it hurts him that they're suffering. Or even a rich person, he wants to feel better. It bothers him to an extent that the ani is in that situation, and therefore he has rachmanis on him. So there's somewhat of an aspect that he's doing it to make himself feel better. Only the chemla of Hashem is only pure, that is kuloi, mitzad the person receiving it. Because Hashem doesn't need it to make himself feel better, to take away his pain, so to speak. And therefore, it's called chemla gedayla, because it's complete and pure chemla, something that people don't have. The Avadram says a different reason why first we say Ava, and then we say chemla, and he says that it's based on the blush of the Pasuk, by Avasu the chemlasu ugoyalom. Now the Rekach explains that chemla isn't stam having pity and mercy, but chemla is always when somebody is saved from the situation of death. Like by the eagle, they were supposed to have death, Lefi the Goyin, and the chemla comes from after there. Because chemla is atzala from Misa, but it wasn't just the physical death of the eagle, but the gzardin, that we got Luch HaShniyos, that we got the Torah again, even after the eagle. That is the chelik of this chemla, because without it, what would Chaim be? And the Rekach brings a raya that chemla is always from Esau. Because he says, by Basi and Moshe, it says, Ve'achmo, we would have died if he were there. Or by Shaul and Agog, that Shaul was the Achmo and Agog, and the mate of that sign. It says, a lashon of chemla, because chemla is always from death. The Yad says, when we say Chemlo, it's what the Pasuk tells us. And we have to always remember that's not because of our tzidkis that Hashem is doing it for us. Let me say, can't say it, we are Shalom Aveinu. Now we say Chomalto Aleinu, the Magen Tzedek says a different pshat, that it means Hashem made others have Chemlo on us, meaning the Goyim that we live amongst them, that they shouldn't totally destroy it. There's some Meshkiach on us in Galutz, and he makes that the Goyim should be chayim on us and have mercy on us and not destroy it. Shem Shepinga says that we're being asking from Hashem over here that he should give us Ruchnias, and that's why we say Chemlo, because without the Ruchnias, the person is missing the entire world. That's the most important thing in the world, says Rav Shimshon Pinkus. And that's why we ask Hashem to have Chemla on us, that we shouldn't be aniyim. We shouldn't have a poverty in Ruchnias, a spiritual poverty. We're asking Hashem to save us from it. And through having a richness in spirituality, if we're going to be Nomad Elamed, Nishma Velasa, Ispa'avo, Ulizoicha to the Gula Hagashmias. And we say, and that's what we say later on, Kein Techoneinu Slamdeinu, because Chein refers to Matalis of Ruchnias always. And therefore we say this Lashon. Now we say Hashem was Chemla G'dol, we say Rechamalto Aleinu Avinu Malkeinu, Hashem, Baal Mu Aviseinu Shabbat Chubelecho, in the schools of the Ovis that have been talking in you, but Talam Dem Chukichayim, and you taught them the Ovis, the ways of life, came to Chaneinu, so too, you should have Chayin in us, Uslam Deinu, and you should teach us. So we see that the Ovis were Zoicha in the schools of Bitachin. And in order for a person to be Zaychi, he needs to be talking. And the Mepharshim explained this. The Sikh Yitzchak says that the grass to Mafriya to a person steiging is, and the being Ayman Hashem is, he doesn't have complete B'tachin. Because if a person would have complete B'tachin in Hashem, it will be in the Smite and the Sayin, not to be Halach in the Drachim of Hashem. And therefore, the others that have complete B'tachin in Hashem is Malamed them. The Yalkutzah has a different pshat in Ba'avah Vaseinu Shabbat Chubecho that it refers to B'shas Matan Torah. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos Tapeches, the rubber was sitting on his fingers and it was coming out of the blood while he was learning. And the Bin said to him that you're an Am, that's a rush nation, that you rushed into things. By Matan Torah, you rushed the same Asav and Ishma before you asked Hashem Maksimbe, what was written in the Torah. Who says that you are able to be able to stand to the Torah and to be able to fulfill it? And you're still going the same way. You're speaking to Rava and saying that you, the way you're hurting yourself and making your, while you're learning. I'm a Caesar the Kodmaisu Pumaychel and Naichu, that you made your mouth, that you said Nasa and Ishma before you heard what the Torah is. You're still going with your rashness. Because Bereshit Baruchu, before you're makabel the Torah, the Mashmiya, you must kablisu, and you know kablisu, you can't makabel it. So Amalei, Rava told him back, and now the Sagidim Mishnamusa, we have a talking to Hashem, Ksiv, Bon, Tumas Yisham Tanchem. So you see, the Kali Yisrael had to be talking to makabel the Torah, that Hashem would give them a Torah that they're able to hold. And therefore, we said Asav and Ishma. Yeruchim says that this was the only reason we were Zayich of the Torah was because we did this and we said Asav and Ishma. Now, who are the Avisenu? When this says a machlokes rishonim, the Rebbe Yochanan says it refers to the Dor HaMidbar, the head b'tochen Hashem lechtech achrei b'midbar be'eretz lo yizaruah. The Rekech says it refers to the Avis, that the Avis had b'tochen Hashem v'yam v'Hashem gur b'aretz hazayis v'yerem mitzrayimo. And that's why we say Av three times, because connect the three Avis. The Magid Tzedek says that B'tochen is a T'nai in Kabbalah HaTorah. As it says, L'nin L'Torah El Olchei Aman. And the reason for that is because Torah, only somebody that has to know that his entire Kiyum is totally in Hashem is able to be Oile in Torah. And that's why Darish Rishayim B'skaimu Shtem B'yodom Shayim B'tochen B'Hashem. As the Gemara tells us, they were Nasa, Tirosan, Kevim, Lachdam, Aroy, and Eskaim, and Beyodom, Shay, Betuchim, Hashem. Because to be Oil and Tire properly, a person has to be talking in Hashem, has to have be talking in Hashem. Now, why do we have to have be talking? Why is it such a fundamental to have be talking in Hashem? To learn Tire, besides what we explained till now. Rav Shimon Schwab explains it with a more of a beer, and he says a fascinating part that the Mishnah in Avos says, "Call me Shechachmasov Merubov Mimaisov Shechachmasov Merubov Mimaisov Lama Udaime." What's it compared to? Leilan Shanaf Merubin, a tree that has many branches. Misharash Muatan has a few roots. Veruach Bav, they cross him, they cross upon him, and the wind comes, and if it's an over on his face, Shenemar, V'hoik Arab, Barov, V'la'ira, Kiyovi, Toiv. I will call me Shemaisim, Rumi Chachmasi, whoever is Maisim, I'm more than it's Chach, Malamu Daima, Lamau Daima, the Elan Shainof, and Muatan, a tree that has few branches, Misharash Merubin, and has a lot of roots. Shavil Kalruch, Shavadim, here of all the ones in the world, boys and nurses, boy, they come and they blow at it. Amos, these nights in Mekhaimah, the biggest hurricanes and storms, tornadoes, won't flip it over. Shanamar, Ayaka, Chosla, Pal, Al Mayim. So Shimon Schwab asks a fascinating question that we know all the Mishalmar Chazal are Bediktuk, Bektachlis, Adiktuk. They're exact Mishalim. To the T, it's perfect marshal. Over here, l'chayru, the marshal doesn't fit properly because the ma'isim, if they're mitzvahs, come out of the chachma. First, the person has to learn, and out of it comes chachma. So, if anything, the chachma is the shorashim, the roots, and the ma'isim are the branches, the anafim. So, if you want to tell me a marshal where you need more anafim than shorashim to be mekayim. But over here we're telling you need more shirashim. And seemingly the shirashim is the chachma. Because the shirashim is what gives off the branches. The branches, the branches come from the chachma. The chachma is like the av that's mele, the branches. So it seems to be an opposite marshal. We shall find the case where the toldo has to be more than the av. When the peri has to be more than the ikar. How can we possibly bring a marshal where the ikar has to be more than the peri? If the chachma is the ikar and the peri that comes out of it is the maxim that a person does. So Rav Shimon Schwab says that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. Maxim doesn't mean the mitzvahs that a person does. But maxim means the harvanyo that a person put into his limud. The harvanyo that is the maxim is the shiroshim. And out of the harvanyo comes the chachma. The harvanyo is mother of the chachma. The roots of the chachma, what's mother of the Paris, is the omel yegeya that a person puts in. That's the maxim. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. That if a person is saimachan is chachma, but he's not misyageya betayro, it's not going to be miskayim. A person is puts in more yegeya, then it's kashrayness. Then it will be in the sky. And the reason for that is because in order to be zeicher for Torah, a person has to know that it's not only his chokhma that gets it for him, but a person needs siyata d'shmayo. As the Chazal tell us, yigati v'lai mitzasi al tamen boy. That even after the gear, it's called a mitziah. Because Hashem has to give it to him in matana afterwards. And a person is zaycha to much more than what he could have gotten through his own kaychas. And that's why it's called mitziah even after the yegiyah. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. That a person has to have more ma'isim, more yegiyah than his chachma. And that's the only way for him to be mekayim. And he says that's the pshat in the pasuk that we bring. That the Tana brings. Because if not, what does the Pasuk have any Shaykhis? Which is the Pasuk I've been talking. But it means that a person has to be Beteach, that a Seichel himself will get him to know Torah. But only through our Avanya, through Tzchusim, will a person probably be Zeichel to have a real Kinyan in the Torah. And only with that will a person be proper Matzliach in his Limudim.